Hello. Hi, good evening. I'm calling from Arizona Opinion Surveys, and I am conducting a voluntary opinion survey. How you doing today?
I'm good. How about yourself?
I'm doing great as well, ma'am. Do you have a few minutes to help us out with that survey?
That's fine.
Okay, and I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 election for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote? Probably vote? Or
No, I
50-50?
won't vote.
Oh, okay. And how about in 2020 presidential election? Do you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or someone else?
That one I had no choice to vote or not, so I voted for Joe Biden.
Okay.
But I don't ever vote ever at all.
So that was the first time that you did?
Yeah.
Okay, and just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race, please? Are you white, African American, Hispanic, Asian, Native, mixed race?
A mixed race.
Okay, and how about your age? May I ask your age?
I'm 33.
Okay. And the next question is, in thinking about your approach to political issues, will you describe yourself as very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, progressive, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
Very liberal.
Okay. And thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied? Satisfied or dissatisfied or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Dissatisfied.
Dissatisfied?
Dissatisfied, yeah.
Okay. Now I'm going to read a list of different issues concerning some people say they want the president in Congress most focused on. This is just a few issues that people are concerned for. And for each, yes, ma'am, for each, I want you to rate on a scale of 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you to have them focus on. Use a 10 if it's the most important. Use a 5 if it's somewhat important. And a 0 if it isn't important at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10, okay?
Okay,
and the first one is improving K through 12 education.
I'll say 10.
A 10. Okay. And how about banning tobacco products for adults?
I'll say 10.
And how about making college more affordable?
Yeah, definitely 10.
And protecting voting rights and democracy?
I'll do a 7.
And last one, how about lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs?
Definitely a 10.
Okay. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is doing his job as president? Do you strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
I disapprove.
Disapprove, okay. And how about now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100 depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please say so, okay? And
okay.
How do you feel about Republicans in Congress?
I'm just neutral on that one. I'm not quite sure. I really don't follow politics, so.
It can be any number from 0 to 100.
I guess 20.
Okay. And how about Joe Biden? How you feel about him?
I guess 100%. I disapprove against him.
Okay, but 100 means 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. Zero means that you feel very cold and unfavorable.
I'll say zero.
Okay. And how about the Food and Drug Administration, or FDA? How you feel about them?
I'd give them a 10 out of 10.
Okay. Okay, let's go to the next one. So now I want to read you a list of priorities that you think the Food and Drug Administration or the FDA should be focused on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale of 0 to 10 how important that issue is for the FDA to be focused on. And you can use a 10 if it's the most important, a 5 if it is somewhat important, and a 0 if it isn't important at all. And how important is for you for them to focus on reducing opioid abuse and addiction, including fentanyl?
A 10.
Okay, and how about banning different tobacco products for adults?
A 10.
And how about removing illegal e-vapor products from the market?
I'm getting 5.
A 5, okay. And how about preventing underage tobacco use?
10.
Okay, and it is already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. Considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over? Do you strongly support, somewhat support, or somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
I don't support it.
So you say you somewhat oppose?
Yeah.
Okay. And how about, and do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 and over? Do you strongly support, somewhat support, or somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
Somewhat support.
Okay. And regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older brings more benefits or more harm to your own community? Somewhat much more benefit, somewhat more benefit, somewhat more harm, or much more harm?
Somewhat some benefit.
Oh, some benefits. Okay. And regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older should be a top priority for the government, or are other issues more important right now? Should it be a top priority?
Other things.
Other priorities, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And when it comes to tobacco usage, which do you feel is better approach for the government to focus its effort on? I'm going to read you two questions to see which one do you think is the most important one for the government to focus on. And the first one is harm reduction, an approach that focuses on reducing harm from tobacco through cessation support, abstinence and prevention education, and helping adult smokers who can or won't quit cigarettes, which to less harmful, smoke-free tobacco products. That's one of them. And the next one is prohibiting an approach that focuses on ending all tobacco use by banning products or flavors require the removal of nicotine, or imposing high taxes to make tobacco products cost prohibited. Which one do you think they should need to focus on more?
The first one.
Okay. And And how about, yeah, let me read you some of the things some people say they could come to pass if the federal government were to ban menthol cigarettes, flavored cigarettes, and virtual all other traditional cigarettes on the market today. This is what people think that it could happen. For each one, please tell me how concerned you are about the outcome. And it can be very concerned, somewhat concerned, not very concerned, and not at all concerned. And the first one is, how concerned are you about the creation of a black market for the illegal cigarette sales with the associated crimes and gang activity that comes from black market sales? How concerned are you with that?
Concerned.
Okay, and an immediate loss of $45 billion in tax revenue across the country that helps to fund government programs like Medicaid or Medicare, Social Security, public education, and tobacco control. How concerned are you?
Very concerned.
Very concerned. So you think they need to focus on that a lot, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And the last one is, more dangerous products flow in the market as illegal cigarettes enter the USA from overseas with no safety testing of any kind. How concerned are you with that?
Very concerned.
Okay. We're almost done over here, ma'am. Let me see. And the next one is, okay, I'm going to read to you some statements people have made about the potential ban of nicotine and cigarettes by the federal government. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agreed with the statement, and 5 means you somewhat agree with the statement, and 0 means you do not agree with the statement at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. And the first one I'm going to read to you is, America has a history of using unfair policies to increase the incarceration rate of black and brown people. This disparity between minority and white populations occurs because some police officers and legal officials use tribal laws such as marijuana possession to justify why this disadvantaged communities should be imprisoned. Banning these products will give authority more power to put a larger target on minority communities where we might never return from. Are you somewhat agree, do not agree at all, or strongly agree?
Agree.
You said a 3?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and the next one is, as a policy has never worked in America, it failed with alcohol and it failed with marijuana. Prohibiting doesn't prevent usage. Instead, it creates an underground black market that relies on smuggling operations by cartels and organized crimes. These types of drug trades are linked to terrorist organizations and make our communities more dangerous. Banning these products will not stop people from using them. It will simply put more pressure. It will put more people in jail and get more people killed. Do you somewhat agree, strongly agree, or do not agree at all?
Disagree.
Okay, and from one to 10, how will you rate it?
I would say probably a 7.
Okay, and how about the last one? Today's adult smokers come disproportionately from lower education and income groups and populations suffering from mental health conditions or other drug addictions. This ban will only serve to further persecute these people who will still be addicted to nicotine despite the prohibition, when we should instead be continuing to educate them on the dangers of smoking and helping them to move past their nicotine addictions through cessation support and harm reductions. How will you scale that, ma'am, from 0 to 10?
I would say a 9.
A 9. So it's okay. Okay. And sometimes over the course of our survey, people change their minds. Let me ask you again, is it really illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21? Considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigarettes to adults 21 and over? Do you strongly support, somewhat support, or somewhat oppose? Okay, and do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over? Do you support or oppose?
Oppose.
Okay, and regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older brings more benefits or more harm to your own community? Much more benefits? Or somewhat more harm?
Somewhat more harm.
Okay, we're almost done. And will you be more or less willing to vote for a candidate for federal office who supports these bans on tobacco products for adults? Or will it have no impact on your decision on who to vote for? Do you much more willingly or somewhat more willing or somewhat less willing?
Less willing.
Less. Okay. And in the past 30 days, have you used any of the following products, liquor or spirits? It can be yes or no?
No.
And how about cigarettes or vapor products?
No.
And oral nicotine products?
No.
And how about coffee?
No.
And soda pop?
Every now and then.
Okay. In the last 30 days, we can say yes, then.
Yes.
And how about heat, not burned tobacco product?
No.
And cigarettes?
No.
And pipe tobacco?
No.
How about a smokeless tobacco such as dip or chew?
No.
And how about wine?
No.
And last one, cigars?
No.
Great. And switching gears a little bit, the last few questions are for aesthetical purposes only. And what is the last year of your schooling that you have completed? I am going to read you some categories. Stop me when we get to your category. First grade to 11th grade, high school, graduate, some college or vocational certificate, college, graduate or bachelor's degree. Do you have
high school graduate?
Oh, high school, you said, right?
High school graduate, yeah.
Okay, and are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Unmarried.
Okay. We're almost done, ma'am. And do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
Younger.
Okay. And which of the following best describes how you think of your current economy situation? Do you describe it as upper middle class, wealthy middle class, working class, low income?
Not middle class.
Middle class, okay. And are you or is any member of your household a member of a union or employee association?
No.
Okay, and you know that it does that apply to you, someone in your household or both, and you said applies, does not apply to you, right?
Correct.
Okay, and how will you describe the area where you live? Will you describe it as urban, suburban, rural?
Urban.
Urban, okay. And do you identified as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
No.
Okay, ma'am. That was the only ones that I had for you. This concludes our survey. Thank you so much for your time. You have a good rest of the day, okay?
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, ma'am. Goodbye.
Bye.